Yeah, I can't hit this repeater from my QTH there in Oxford. I don't really have a permanent 2 meter, 70 centimeter setup there. I do have a base station, but my antenna is not permanent. Every once in a while, I'll stick a Yagi out on a stick on a tripod and kind of like aim it around and try to hit the repeaters. But mostly, I just run scanning all the repeaters when I'm in the mobile here on the ICOM 5100. So it kind of seeks out the repeaters, closest to me, which is nice.
Penetrating the base.
Yeah, this repeater usually does pretty well for me. I've got a couple of HTs, a Yaesu and a Baofeng that I got. Had this nice little 8-watt Baofeng from my Secret Santa this year, which was pretty cool. And it seems to be doing pretty well. I can hit this repeater and have a decent sound. It's at least full copy with a little bit of air. But I can get it from inside the house with aluminum siding.
Okay, that's awesome. Do you HF radio or not, or any of that?
I do not have an HF rig yet. Still working on getting my general license. I keep telling myself I'm going to study for it and learn and be ready to do it. But time gets in the way. I've got the app on my phone that has lessons and everything, and so I've been picking away at it here and there. But I hope to get up on it. We've got one more daughter still in high school, and I think once our schedule slows down and we're not doing the work schedule and the high school student schedule, I might have more time to focus on it.
Penetrating the bay.
Okay, yeah, it does take time to study. During the pandemic, I went ahead and studied for both the tech and the general and just took them at the same time because they're pretty close as far as questions and such. So I had kind of knocked it out. And yeah, both my kids are actually in college. Well, my daughter just graduated, but and she actually has her technician, and she was in Ann Arbor there, and I was able to, from Oxford, able to hit one of the Ann Arbor repeaters, and we would have a QSO every once in a while on 2 meters, which was kind of cool. She enjoyed that, but yeah, it is fun, but it does take time to do, and then of course, you gotta go out and get a different rig and different kind of antenna, but I've been pretty just slowly pecking away at my equipment here and there. But right now I just have wire antennas. Inexpensive and easy to put up and take down if needed.
That's pretty cool. Our next door neighbor, he doesn't do much anymore, but he used to only do the CQ, or not CQ, what is it? Morse code, anyway. He's got a wire hanging from, going from his house hanging up to one of the back trees. And I think he used to do the video, this quick scan video or whatever. He's got a pie-shaped antenna that he used for that. But my first and really only experience with HF was on a field day, and it just so happens that my very first contact was with the AARL contesting station on field day. And so that was pretty cool. Other people in the shack that were showing me how to do things were saying how they had hoped, since they've gotten the amateur radio to contact with that station, and they hadn't. And my first try with a technician license on a field day, I connected with them.
Penetrating.
That's awesome, Chris. Yeah, I do a lot of like the POTA type thing, just because it's quick and easy. Get on the radio, jump off, and that is a lot of fun. I've activated a couple parks around here on HF, but it is a lot of fun, and I'm glad you got out there and tried it. So, yeah, I don't do any Morse code. Just not my thing, really. And I'm not really big into the FT8 and stuff like that. I mean, I have done it and know how to do it, but mostly just jump on single sideband and that kind of thing, but it definitely is fun. So this is KE8RHW in the mobile.
KE8CZX mobile for identification. One of the last times I was driving home from my daughter's college in Virginia, I was either in Virginia or West Virginia. I was somewhere thereabout, and just had the radio on, and I've got it so it's monitoring, four frequencies at a time, and one of those is the calling frequency, and made a contact with somebody that was doing summits on the air. I can't remember which summit he was on, but that was pretty cool. But I am pulling into the parking lot here of where I'm headed, so I'll be clear on your final here. But it was great chatting with you. Thanks for the ride. KE8CZX.
All right, KE8CZX, Chris. This is KE8RHW. Yeah, great QSO. Appreciate it. And enjoy the rest of the day. Happy New Year and process one. So hope to catch you again soon. So this will be KE8RHW. I'll just be monitoring this frequency.